So my name is Brianna, and Miller, what's your name?
Yeah, hi, Brianna. My name is Saad Alenzi.
Awesome. And just can you give a brief story? Who are you, as a student or a person? Where are you from? What are you studying?
Okay, so first of all, my name is Saad. I'm from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I came to Deltek to study electronics engineering technology, and to particularly Delaware because I like it. I like the weather, I like the people, I like the place. It's quiet, is very good for studying and focusing. Yeah, and that's it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear you like Delaware. I'm from there, so I do love it.
It's wonderful.
Thank you. So first question, I'd have to ask, what are you proudest of in your life?
I'm proudest of, I think, going out and deciding that I want to study. Because, in the beginning I didn't want this, but my dad wanted to push me to do it. It's something out of my comfort zone, and I don't like it. It requires a lot of focus and a lot of energy, but I decided that I will go with it, and I continue with my higher education, and I'm halfway through, and I think I'm proud of doing this now.
That's awesome. And
Thank
then,
you.
can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life? What lessons did that person teach you?
I think the biggest influential person in my life is my dad, because he always says to me, God never gave you two hearts. You only have one heart. So, which means that you can only focus on one mission or one thing. You cannot be distracted. You cannot focus on so many things and you want to achieve so many things at once. And that made sense because I was kind of person who likes to go out and play and do all sorts of stuff. And at the same time, I wanted to achieve, academic excellence, but that was a really hard thing to do until I followed his advice and I started really focusing on only one thing and I started seeing good results.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Yeah, I think my dad is the biggest influence.
Awesome. Thank you for answering, and then it can be your turn.
Okay. So let me see. Question one. How did the COVID-19 pandemic make you feel?
I'd say it makes me feel isolated for sure. I'm a pretty social person. I would typically go out most weekends or go hang out with my friends or my family, and we'd have large family get-togethers, and all of that has been eliminated.
Yeah, I agree.
So yeah, it's been difficult, but I'm grateful because none of my family have gotten sick and we all have kept our jobs. So definitely mixed emotions.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing, when all of this happens, but every person who are safe and healthy, and you can really be, I think, yeah, sometimes life takes from us but gives to us some good stuff,
Definitely,
Yeah,
definitely.
so yeah, I'm glad that everybody in your family are safe.
Thank you.
So my second question, let me see. I got a huge list. I get like 10 questions, but and I'm finding a hard time to choose one. Okay.
Save the good ones for
Then
your friends. I'm just for practice.
okay. So question two, can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
That is a good question. I think one of my happiest memories was in Mexico City. I went 2 years ago to visit Mexico City with a group
Okay.
of my friends. And we had this really busy week planned out where we were traveling and seeing monuments and eating at all the restaurants. But one day we were just so tired that we couldn't even leave the Airbnb. So me and my friends ended up having a movie night, and we watched like Legally Blonde and these like 80s rom-coms, and it was, I don't know, it was just like a really good moment of connection. We were in this new city, but we were making like our bonds as friends stronger. So that's like one of my happiest memories, I think.
Nothing better than, traveling with friends. It's the best thing ever.
For sure. That's another thing this pandemic has put on hold for me. I had two trips planned and I couldn't go.
Do you like prefer traveling with brothers and sisters or with friends?
With my friends, because my friends are more adventurous, my family is more reserved and laid back. Like they'd rather just kind of sit on the beach or go to a resort, but I kind of want to go out and explore and mingle with like the culture that I'm visiting. So there's pros and cons to each one, but I prefer to travel with my friends. How about
Okay,
you?
I think I agree too. Being with friends is better because we can be more spontaneous, we can do crazy stuff and nobody will talk,
Yeah,
and
exactly.
we can, take photos and do stuff together.
For sure.
Okay, so my third question. Should I ask a third question?
Absolutely. Sure.
How much time did we pass?
Does not say. But I wouldn't say more than 5 or 7 minutes, so you do have time for one more question.
Okay, let's go for that. What is the, how long? Okay. Yeah, a lot of other questions are kind of personal to him. Maybe there is another one. Okay, what? Yeah, what did the pandemic change in your life? Like, what are the significant changes and in your life and in your personality?
Sure. So, I'd say a significant change is that I work from home now. I previously worked in a large office setting, where I had a lot of like actually pretty meaningful connections with my colleagues. And being at home has made me more distant from them. Even though I'd say my support system at work is still strong, it's just not the same. But I've adapted to that. But personally, I'd say it's made me a little bit less outgoing. I never was previously afraid of being in crowds or going out places, but now I kind of am anxious to even go to the grocery store because I know there's going to be a bunch of people in there. So definitely that.
I think you're right about this. It's not only you, but actually it's so many people. Like even me, sometimes I feel kind of the same because of the disease and stuff like that. And being alone for a long time, can change stuff. But of course, after the pandemic ends, as we change from something to something, we can't come back to the same. It's like you had changes in your personality, right? So if your personality changed, it can also change, like it's not like, oh, only one change and then it's, I always think of that, like we can always change, we can always come back to life and everything will be the same.
I agree. I definitely have always felt like as long as you're alive, you have the opportunity to change. So hopefully once everything is, safe again, I can go back to
Actually,
the airport like
we
I
had
want
to do
to.
this. We had to do this. We were afraid it was something really bad happening, But yeah, I'm glad most people are being safe now.
Sure. Me too. Hopefully we can see the light at the end of the tunnel with the vaccines and everyone really taking it seriously.
We need just patience.
Exactly. But I think this was really good. I appreciate you speaking to me.
I
This was
appreciate
actually a
you
fun little interview.
too.
But yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and stop recording now.
Okay, cool.